My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
And Dukes and Bell are on the road.
Raise your hand, let's go!
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as the guys take the show to Napa Auto Parts store in Morrow.
Also, stop by from 5 till 7 and get your free Falcons car flag. And join Freddie Falcon, the Falcons cheerleaders, and more.
Caught off his hip, and he scores!
Our Falcons play here.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Now, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
You know, our listeners, they pay so close attention to everything that's said. Chris D hits us up on social media at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL, and at Big Hugh Douglas 53. He says, Hugh won line. He said, Hugh won line. She fine. Okay, thank you, Chris
Again,
D.
We're talking about a Falcon player's mother,
yes,
for God's sakes.
Yes, hey, come
got
on, Chris.
Got my own, you Jeff Schultz.
So, Hugh, we love him, man. Thanks for him stopping by. And again today, if you're joining us, our shows, all of our shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and up there in Philly, dedicated to his son and the memorial. And go to the website again, hughtdouglas.org. Mike, as we've been talking about, you know, the football season, Hugh, by the way, he said they picked five teams. One of those teams to get to the Super Bowl was the Falcons. I know it just sounds crazy to us because we've been in such a rut.
Right.
And we got to find our way out of this. Now, I say we, as in the team's got to do something on Sunday and beyond to give us a reason to truly believe that that's a possibility. But as fans, man, we have to give ourselves a little leeway and say, all right, again, it's hard when you start over, Mike, but we're starting over. New coach, new OC, new DC, new players. I got to give myself some leeway. I cannot go into the season feeling like I have the last, four or five seasons.
Well, just talking with our man Wayne from Decatur. Hey. And he's over here today from his gig over at the airport, keeping everybody safe. But we were just talking about, you know, with Judon and Simmons and the additions to the defense. You know, we're going from a middle-of-the-road or low-end defense to now middle-end to higher defense, right? That's a fact. Yeah. That's by any metric. And then you look at Kirk Cousins. That's where we get back to, I think James Palmer had us on his short list. Just heard from you. As a reason, you see the brilliance in the skill set and of the skilled position players, but there's no way to get them the football. Now we've got that guy, and we've also got the easiest schedule in the league once we get through this first quarter. You know, I mean, like, nobody wants to start with the Steelers, the Eagles in Philly, and then the Chiefs back here. But once we get through that, and if Falcon fans can hold their water, if we go 2-2, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say we're going to run the table on that schedule. But I think you're going to see some things because not everybody's going to come out of the gate hot. 16, we lost the first game pretty bad with some mistakes to the Bucs.
We sure did, yes.
So if you can be cool with that first four games, I think you're going to see some things that are getting everybody jacked up. But if we beat the Steelers, you know what it's going to sound like on Monday. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and again, how do we beat them? Is it barely with a coup field goal late? Now I'm going to take
a win.
I'm going to take a win regardless. But Mike, if we dominate them, That's going to make me feel some kind of way. See, there's a difference in that versus a close game and, hey, we were figuring it out, but we found a way to win. Okay, let's grow from it. From that to we run the ball down their throat, we stuff Russell Wilson, we get 3 or 4 sacks. I'm not over-exaggerating. And we dominate. That's a different feel.
Well, we might not see Russell Wilson. News coming out of Pittsburgh just about 15 minutes ago. He has restrained that same calf injury that kept him out of the first couple of weeks of practice, Carl. So we might see the guy in Justin Fields, who, if we're honest, kicked our butts up in Chicago. That was not a good day for us, if you remember, in the snow and the funky weather. But, yeah, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin telling reporters today that Wilson was limited in practice.
Really?
Said the same calf tightness was the reason he didn't fully participate. So, same calf.
Limited, huh?
On Russell Wilson.
Really? Limited?
Limited.
You think Steelers fans are worried about him being limited?
Mr. Unlimited
limited. Yeah.
Is limited.
Yeah, and our guy was limited yesterday, and everybody thought we were overreacting. Here's the thing.
Mr. Unlimited.
I don't want to see Justin Fields. I'm telling
I want to
right
see
now,
Russell Wilson.
I want to see Russell Wilson.
Okay.
I want to see Russell Wilson because I know he cannot escape. His calf tightness will not allow him to have the escapability of pressure, okay, whether it's up the middle or on the edge, to do the things we've seen Russ do when he was in Seattle. He's limited. This is real.
And he held the ball too long. As we gave you all the numbers yesterday, everybody pointed out he's been sacked more than anybody. And, again, right next to him is the backup in Justin Fields. So I like it either way. Just a problem we had in Chicago, that we had like against the Minnesota Vikings or Tennessee or Arizona, we could never, ever get the quarterback on the ground.
Yeah.
I think this year we got the troops that can do that job.
I'm not telling you guys we won't beat them even if Justin starts, but I think he poses much more of a problem for us. And I want to see Russell Wilson. When they named him the starter, Mike, I was like, I know you were on vacation. I was like, yes, this is what I want to see. But this is what I was telling you yesterday when I said he played in the preseason.
Because he had to.
Because he had to.
He's getting pressured by Justin Fields. And a lot of guys in that locker room already hearing Russell come with the baggage. I don't think Russell's – everything I've read in Pittsburgh, a lot of guys seem to be lukewarm to him. And Fields was winning over that team.
So he plays, has a good couple of series, and then Tomlin says, oh, yeah, I'm going to go with the veteran. But this is one of those ongoing things. And, again, if you've ever had calf tightness, okay, and we're not professional athletes, you know you could just walk down the curb and you'd be like, ah, my calf just got tight again. That could happen easily on Sunday.
I think I call that a Thursday.
I'm just
tightness,
saying.
But, yeah, man.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Russell Wilson, again, listed as limited in practice today due to calf tightness. All right, we'll keep an eye on that. It may be something, it may be nothing. I think it's something because I don't think he's 100%. I just don't. I think he's been going through camp. They kept him out as long as they could, and then they had to play him because it's a competition. Now here comes the first game.
Well, he's also, look, Tomlin's an old-school guy. I mean, he can't just anoint somebody. You got to get there and earn that job, and Russell knows he's got to get there and earn it. Everybody in Pittsburgh, I think we talked – I joked around about running into a Steelers fan the other day on the south side. I go, you're not confident in Russell Wilson. He looked down at his shoes. No, I'm not. So, you know, so I think it's going to be interesting to see who gets the most sacks is the key for me. We know what they're going to bring. I think Cousins probably hits the deck twice because it's just too good a front that we're going to have to defend. We're going to give something up. And Cousins, as you guys know, he's not going to sit there and move. Just take the old days of Brady. Sit down slowly, take the sack, live to play another day.
Totally agree. Hey, man, we're live at Napa Auto Parts in Jonesboro. Come on by, hang out. And you're saying why? Well, because if you are a Falcon fan, this is your opportunity to get a Falcon flag. Now, they have not arrived yet, but they're going to be here. And when they do, they'll start handing out those flags. I think Freddie's going to stop by as well. A few cheerleaders, maybe. Don't want to make any promises, but I know what we've done over the last few years, and it's been a lot of fun out here. All right, guys, we've got plenty more to get to tonight. The NFL starts. Cannot wait. And, yes, I like the Chiefs at home, but, Mike, I do think Lamar and the Ravens are still going to be a very good team this year, but I just don't know what to expect with the changes they had. They had more changes than the Chiefs had in the offseason.
They didn't run the football, and they had a decent running attack last year. You know, I know I harp on that all the time because they had the Chiefs at home, and they didn't run the ball. It was the craziest game plan. Well, I know they're going to run the ball now because they got what's left of Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry is a beast. So that's going to be interesting to see if they can go into Kansas City, ironically, and maybe flip the script. What Kansas City team do you get? I mean, we know that they've looked as good as the best team in the planet, and they also looked awful at times last year, still found a way to roll the dice. I know that, by the way, the wide receiver that may get suspended for all the shenanigans with the car.
Rashee Rice.
I drafted him in my fantasy draft.
Okay.
Because still no word from the NFL. Hey, look, I'm just like Urban Meyer. I take all the bad guys and I make them worse. But no, there was nothing about the NFL suspending him anytime soon. So he's going to play. He's in action tonight.
Yeah, no commissioner's exempt list.
Not yet.
For him.
Right.
They're saying they're going to let the legal system play out. We'll see how that goes. Hey, Big O back at the studio. Let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Let's hear from our man Kirk Cousins. We're talking about my quarterback. Hey, the impact of Justin Simmons, Mike. Everybody's talking about how he's coming to the locker room. Made the, he's adapted, picked up the scheme. And Kirk Cousins was asked about him yesterday.
Yeah, I got a text from an old teammate of mine in Washington who played with Justin in Denver. And he also played here. And he texted me when I signed. And he said, here's the guys you're going to really like on the team who I play with who are just awesome. And he was like, 100% on each guy. Like, after a few months, I texted him and said, like, you were exactly right. And the second we signed Justin, that same teammate texted and he said, you're going to love Justin Simmons. This guy's the real deal, on the field, off the field.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And so I thought, well, you were batting 1,000 with the other guys, so I think you'll be batting 1,000 still. But great acquisition, and it's tough because he is new, and so there's a little bit of, just like I had to do in March and April, you don't come in guns blazing. You know, you have to kind of observe and see how things are done and make sure you learn the scheme. And so I think we haven't even seen, what he can be or will be as the year goes on. And I think, it's a really great safety duo back there.
Best safety duo you could argue in all the NFL. I mean, yes, they're kind of the similar player, but they're ball hawks. They're also going to make some contact, as you know, Carl. So we can't wait to see what they're going to do and also support a quarterback room that we're still not necessarily sold on, although Coach Ra is in our conversation with him yesterday. The other thing is with Kirk, and I know what was the joke with Billy Napier from Florida earlier before the season? I'm going to prove you're going to win with good people. Good people win. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't care if they're a guy's a killer or whatever, but we do have some good guys. There's some unbelievably good dudes in this team that are just so much fun to talk to, be around, and they're feeding off the positivity of Cousins too. That's real.
I agree. And then if you win, it's even better.
Yes.
Here is Cousins talking about Mike wanting to be hit.
Yeah, you do. In a sick way, you do. Get popped. I'll probably tell the first guy that hits me thank you within reason. You know, it's good. Get that taste of blood in your mouth a little bit. So. Yeah, it's a balance there, but no, there's no doubt. Red jersey is not real football. I said that for a long time. But red jersey is not real football, and I understand why we wear them, but there's no substitute for the real deal, and we'll be seeing it Sunday.
Yeah, as long as it's high, I'm okay. Nothing down here, right?
No, I don't want anything down here. But as we said, I mean, remember how Tom Brady would take sacks those last few years in Tampa Bay? As soon as he sees something, he's like, okay, I'm just going to get down. And that's fine. Yeah. It's cool. That's a guy coming off an Achilles. I don't need to see any more than that. Speaking of Achilles, you see what Aaron Rodgers had to say?
No, what'd he say?
When I take the field, I expect greatness. Well, it's hard to be humble when you're as great as you are, I guess. speaking with the media, how do you not? I've always kind of played with something on my shoulder. Yeah, he's got something on his shoulder, all right. But Aaron Rodgers talking to the media today. Some people feel that, you know, the way we're talking about the Falcons, that the Jets are going to be in the AFC Championship. You buy that?
No. They have
more competition in the AFC.
Yes, they have. The AFC is stacked. And if you just want to go look at the quarterbacks in the AFC, let alone the defenses. But the AFC, again, we're talking about tonight. Chiefs, Ravens, right? Let's not even talk about the Jets. Miami is a team that a lot of people believe is going to take the next step. Let's not forget the Houston Texans, okay?
Right.
Young, talented. I think when you start talking about the AFC, Mike, there are legitimately eight teams that could easily come out of the AFC. And I think it's going to all depend on, you know, potentially home field. If the Chiefs get home field again, guys, it's going to be hard to not pick Patrick Mahomes to go back to the Super Bowl.
They showed you they could do it when everybody had their shot. We talked to her about it earlier when Buffalo had their shot. And certainly Baltimore had their shot. They couldn't bring them down. Speaking of quarterbacks in the AFC, the Chargers, listen to this. They've added Justin Herbert to their injury report. So they're saying he's on the injury report. Multiple reporters say that Herbert apparently has got some issues, I guess, with they're saying lower body thing. Well, that doesn't sound promising.
That doesn't.
But then when Harbaugh was asked, oh, no, he'll play. But okay, well, they got him on the injury report. But one thing to keep an eye on, I noticed in a lot of fantasy leagues, Herbert was a later choice.
Yeah.
At least saw that on Yahoo Sports this morning because of the concerns.
I'm sure he wants to play. He's been out and dealing with those injuries in the preseason. You know, you got to protect the player, man. Sometimes you got to protect the player from himself. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, Harbaugh's just going to say that to make sure that the other team knows that he's probably going to be on the field. Hey, coming up, Mike, we got to hear from Dabo because Dabo has answered the criticism, or at least a portion of it, about what is going on with this program. If you haven't heard this, stick around. It's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you know what? We're out here in the parking lot. I feel like, you know, we had a picnic.
I really do.
I mean, the brothers out here, we in the parking lot. We out here talking about, you know what? If we lose the first two.
And like, no.
I'm going to tell you right now. And so we just got in this whole conversation. And listen, this is not negativity. This is just looking at the schedule from
a realistic situation. Right.
And I said, this is why the Steelers game is so important. We're going on the road against the Eagles. We just had Big Hugh Douglas on last hour, guys. For those who missed it, it's on Odyssey.com. And we'll talk more about that game, you know, when we get there next week. But that ain't going to be easy, okay? Then we get the Chiefs coming in here. We already know they're going to be favored in almost every game they're in this year, right?
Now, we'll kick the Saints' ass.
Well, that's the question, though. The question became, as we were sitting here in the parking lot talking on the break, we're at Napa Auto Parts in Jonesboro, I said, God forbid we go 0-3 at the start, and then here come the Saints?
Yeah,
Come on, man.
Now the pressure's on.
Come on, man.
No, I've always felt 2-2.
brothers like, no.
2-2 was a realistic look at that first quarter of the season. I know it's 17 weeks, but you can do the math. You know the number. By the way, the brother I was talking to, big F1 guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Apparently, we're going to go to Montreal next year and hang out. So have a good old time.
You had a good time there.
Yeah, man. So we're just showing the guys pictures from the Monza trip and everything and all that shenanigans. We got some great listeners, good folks, man, on the south side. As we like to say, this is always a good zip code for us. So we always love and appreciate guys taking time out of their day to come by and say hello.
Yeah, man. We are going to let you hear Dabo Swinney. We've been We've been on Dabo, but we're not the only ones. Listen, I didn't expect Georgia to beat them down the way they did in the second half specifically.
Right.
But it's got a lot of people asking questions about where this program is. Is it going to go downhill from here? Mike, you said it, four losses last year. Are they looking at four more this year when you look at their schedule? And by the way, Miami's the front runner right now to win the ACC. But 2 weeks ago, less than 6 days ago, it was Florida State, and it was Clemson to win the ACC, right?
The two schools that want to get out of the ACC are basically the last place in the ACC.
So yeah. Dabo was asked about the criticism of his program. I just want you to hear this because, again, he's sticking to his guns, Mike, and I guess if you this is how you feel and you're not going to change your ways, you're just going to stay the course. Here's Dabo.
Y'all going to write crap. Y'all going to write terrible stuff. And when we do great, y'all going to write great stuff. You know, that's okay. I mean, everybody's got a job to do. It's okay. That's okay. I don't take it personal. You know, I don't read it or listen to it. It doesn't affect me. I love my job. I love what I do. I love all of it. And y'all can't change that. Nothing you can write, nothing you can say can change that. I love what I do. I love these kids. I love my purpose in life.
No one debates that, Dabo. We're talking about how you're going to elevate your program.
Yeah, but he does sound like it's personal. Let me hear it again, because when he says, I don't take it personal, first of all,
whenever you say that,
you're taking it personal.
Correct.
But also when you say, y'all can write crap, wait a minute.
Well, yeah.
We didn't lose the game.
Yeah.
We didn't make those coaching mistakes. We didn't make no halftime adjustments. Like, the people who are writing about your program don't have it out for you. So you immediately jump to the gun. Well, you guys write crap. Listen to Dabo again.
Y'all gonna write crap. Y'all gonna write terrible stuff. And when we do great, y'all gonna write great stuff. You know, that's okay. I mean, everybody's got a job to do. It's okay. That's okay. I don't take it personal. You know, I don't read it or listen to it. It doesn't affect me. I love my job. I love what I do. I love all of it. And y'all can't change that. Nothing you can write, nothing you can say can change that. I love what I do. I love these kids. I love my purpose in life.
Again, I detected four lies told. You do read, you do hear, you are aware. Everybody who's a booster, you know, in Clemson, I pay 10 a year, IPTE, all those folks, they want you to get in the transfer portal. There's only three schools that haven't used the transfer portal. Actually, four. The service academies, because you're committed if you go to the Air Force
Correct.
Or Naval Academy or West Point, and Clemson.
Well, you just don't transfer into those
no,
places.
No,
right?
I mean, that's for obvious reasons. But in the case of Dabo, you're hearing the hit, you're feeling the heat. Hell, Mike Norvell is feeling heat. Mike Norvell took Florida State to their best season since 2014, Carl.
Yep.
And now he's feeling heat because now people are going, wait a minute, this business model might not be so sustainable with these transfer portal guys and everything else. But Dabo, if you don't win the ACC this year, then next year you're going to get fired. You're going to get – tell me I'm wrong.
No.
He's gone.
No.
You build up a machine to be a monster that beats Alabama and wins two natties, and then the expectation is every year to do that. But unlike Kirby, who's built a solid platform, brick and mortar, he augments it with – for instance, look at the wide receivers that got in the game this last week. They were in the program for 2 years in the transfer portal.
Correct.
You're not relying on them. They work their way in, and then they contribute.
Yeah.
Florida State, you just got here. Now you're a leader on this team. No, you're not.
Both transfer portal guys scored in the game against Clemson. Meanwhile, Clemson didn't have any transfer portal guys who did anything.
Right.
You held them to 3 points the entire game. I just believe, like, when you're going through it, like Dabo is right now, you just take it, right? Mm-hmm. To his point, there's going to be ups and downs, and we've been more up right now at Clemson than we've been down. But while you're going through this and people are criticizing you, if you are steadfast in your belief about how you're doing this and you think you're doing it the right way, just stay there. But you don't have to criticize others and put other people down because they're criticizing your program and looking at how you're doing it. That is where he's going wrong on this.
Well, he takes it personally. You're taking something. Look, the facts are you lost a football game. You didn't improve. You look like, you know, Georgia and the world has passed you by. And then you sit there and you're going to take shots at the media? It's like Billy Napier calling his listeners a bunch of goobers, somebody in the basement of a house in Central Florida. So that's when you've lost it, man. You've lost the room and you've lost basically the direction. So, you know what you start to sound like?
Who?
Humphrey Bogart and the Kane Mutiny. They're all against me. All of them.
Yeah.
I knew it all wrong. You know, you sound like that guy.
I agree. 404-726-0929. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Orrin will have that for us. Barbara Dooley at 4 o'clock to talk some dogs. I'm sure she is very happy about the way week one turned out. Listen, we haven't talked a lot about the dogs' opponent this week because, Mike, there's not a lot to talk about.
Well, I mean, the good news is you get to rest Michael Williams because that dirty hit on the ankle, and anybody else, including some of the pieces on the offensive defensive line, were banged up. But just like Georgia Tech after an emotional win, you know, you're going to have some letdown. You may come out a little flat. But, yeah, against Tennessee, you're not going to – that's not the other – it's not the Vols. It's a different Tennessee.
No. It's a different Tennessee. But we'll get Barbara's thoughts on it because, again, the one thing the legendary Vince Dooley could do is motivate.
And Vince would always come up with some great stat. He goes, you may not know, but Tennessee – is it Tennessee State or Tennessee Tech?
Win? Tech.
Tech, yeah, those guys. You know, Tennessee Tech is 33rd in the country in kick return and has one of the best backup linebacker calls. So you'd always come up with some little
facts. Did you say backup linebackers?
Yes. That's true. You never underestimate your opponent. You know, but, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that Vince would always find for those kind of games. But Barbara's – I'm sorry I missed week one, but I know that she's – we just wind up Barbara and let her go. A couple guys hitting us up on the text line talking, you know, Clemson fans. You know, nobody's chirping. Clemson fans are feeling it. You know what I mean? They're on edge right now because, you know, I don't think, as one guy just said, had no illusions about the Georgia game, but what are we going to do in the ACC? Which is a great point. That's from Will.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, honestly.
You lost to Duke last year to start the season. No, that's not the worst thing because Duke was big and physical. Elko got the Texas A&M job off of the Duke job.
He did. I just feel like what I saw, and first of all, I put this out there, you know, on social media. Dogs are going to make a lot of teams look bad.
Right.
Kirby and the Dogs are just better than a lot of teams right now, and that's just, we are spoiled. So when we see them beat these teams who, you know, Clemson's defense, to Kirby's point, that's right. A good defense. But they got worn down because they were on the field the entire game.
They played twice as many plays. We gave you that stat on defense.
So
Clemson did.
But to your point about what they're going to do in the ACC, here's what I saw, and this is the concern. Offensively, they're stagnant. They are not good. They haven't been good, and there's no growth. So if I were to tell you, hey, Clemson's more creative this year, they have more playmakers. You know, Roddy White caught hell for his comments on social media about who was on the field for Clemson. The bottom line is this. It's not an explosive offense, and Mike, the quarterback is not Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence.
No, I mean, they haven't had anybody since Trevor Lawrence. DJU was actually better than Klubnik. Klubnik is just nothing special. And what's your long term? What's the answer? You've got to go back and get – and you look, Dabo is going to have to just – seriously, do a 180 and find somebody. He needs to go find that star quarterback unless he's got somebody
that's
on the
right.
hook that's, you know, a top five superstar like Trevor Lawrence was coming out of Cartersville. You know, and the other thing about, you know, Georgia and Clemson, how much emotional, I don't know, equity did Clemson put into that game? Dabo knowing that it was a big litmus test. That, you know, Georgia has surpassed you and left you in the dust. I mean, do you think was there a big buy-in? Because they played physical. Defense was good in the first half, but the offense did nothing but shoot themselves in the foot with penalties.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of emotional output. And I'll say this. Before that game, I want to say it was college game day because it was an ESPN game. They had Dabo, you know, in his suit
right.
on the field, and he's talking to the guys. And I just saw a clip of it. I didn't watch it live, but they showed it back, and Dabo said, you know, it's not about how we play today.
Well, then okay.
I swear, Mike. I mean, people heard this. And he
well,
said,
then maybe that was the message to the team. Don't build too much in it, because if you get your ass kicked, you know, you're gonna ruin the rest of your season.
And he literally goes, yeah. It's about how we play, you know, and respond for our teammates and throughout the course of the season. And I was like, wait a minute. What you mean it's not about how you play today? Like, no, today is important, and it was almost like he didn't want to emphasize that.
That was my question. So now that answers my question. They were, you know, I'd love to know what those team meetings sounded like if that's what he says on national television.
He said it. And right. guys, you can correct me. Follow us. Put him right. up. See Duke's Mike Bell ATL. I know I'm not the only one who saw this, but right. he was like, you know, talking about the guys and how hard they had worked in the offseason, but it was like, it's not about how we finish today or whether we play today or how we play. I was like, wait a minute. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, and now, you know, you mentioned a great line. I used your quote a few times today on social media talking with some Seminoles fans. You know, if you're looking for leadership in week two, you said it. You don't have any leaders. Hearing some of the things coming out of Tallahassee, I mean, Memphis, they're a 5.5-point favorite against Memphis, a decent Memphis team coming. That's in a week. What does Norvell do? Because people in Florida State now, again, you know how it is, just like with Dabo, they're turning on him like a rabid dog.
Yeah.
They're saying hot seat. It's the guy that, you know, was in the national championship conversation last year until he lost his quarterback.
Look what just drove up, Mike.
The Falcon van is here.
All right, guys.
Yeah, because I tell you, man, the natives are getting restless. We have to break out the hot lead. They were surrounding us, and they want their Falcon flags.
All right, we're going to see what they have, and all of that whole process will get going. Hey, when we come back, yeah, man, no, man, Orange got that for us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Napa, Southside.
Willie drive by, blow his horn. I thought he was just going to stop. But he didn't. We're down here at Napa Auto Parts in Jonesboro. Falcons truck is here. It's got a big Dirty Birds on it. And they're going to be handing out some flags down here. So make your way down here, man.
Yeah, man.
Say hello.
Jonesboro Road. Is this Morrow or is this Forest Park? Or is this Lake City? All three. There you go. Carl, that's where we are.
Let's confuse our listeners a little bit more.
It's Jonesboro Road. It's technically Morrow. That's where we're at. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. We're going to be out here until 7, and I cannot tell you that they'll be here. I think it's while supplies last. So, again,
right.
I want to just make sure if you show up and you're like, where my flag? They may be gone.
Right.
Hey, man, we got more to get to coming up. Barbara Dooley's going to join us at 4 o'clock. We'll continue to talk about the Falcons. As Mike mentioned, Russell Wilson limited in practice today due to calf tightness.
Right.
So that may be a concern heading into Sunday. It may not be. I think that he's not 100. They're not going to tell us that. But this is just another example, Mike. It's week one, and you're already limiting him? Come on.
But it's pretty funny because we hear that Russell Wilson has calf tightness. And just as I start the press conference yesterday, if you didn't hear our coach, Coach Raheem Morris, he goes, well, I'm good friends with Coach Tom, and he told me it's going to be Justin Fields.
Yep. Yep.
And now I'm beginning to wonder, is truth stranger than fiction?
It may be.
Right.
Listen, I think to Rod's point, we got to be prepared for both.
Right.
Right. What's the difference? I just believe that Justin is much more athletic
right.
than Russell.
But both guys do hold the ball too long.
Well, they have in the past. We'll see if Art has been able to change that. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Well, Turtle's got his feet up, hopefully, and he is resting his back. He's got some back issues going on. Meanwhile, Big O's doing all the things back at the studio, Mike, and I do mean all
the
things.
Well, by the way, speaking of making back, Orange carrying the program.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So he's got Yeah Man, No Man today. What's going on, Big O?
Not a whole lot, guys. It was good to have Hugh Douglas on this afternoon. I want to make sure I mention that. Always great to have Hugh on, and especially in these times and these days right now, too, to support our brother after what happened last year with him and the loss of his son. That moves my heart. And it was just so great for him to just – he sounds like he's in a – you know, it's hard to tell what kind of place people are in when things like that happen, but he sounds like there's progress that's been made, so to speak. So I'm glad to hear Hugh is just being Hugh and just enjoyed having him on this afternoon. Mm.
I'm with you 200%. I said this, you know, when you've dealt with something like this, and we hope you never have to, and you don't expect to, but Mike, you know, you call and check on people and they're like, hey, and they feel
right.
you feel like they sound good, but you just don't know. But he was in a great mood today and great spirits. And again, I think the bigger thing is his legacy. And I remember talking to him after, you know, the funeral of his son, and we were talking about things that he was going to attempt to do to try
right.
to continue to have his son's name, you know, live. And we were talking about all these different charities and whatnot. So he's doing a great thing. And again, it's
hughtdouglas.org
if
right.
you want to donate, which all of our shows today on the station are, and up in WIP as well in Philly, are
right
dedicated to Lil Hugh.
So let's rewind back to the mid-90s when Hugh was drafted by a team called the New York Jets. Played defensive end for a couple of years, and they shipped him off to Philly. Hugh didn't want to be there anymore. Worked out well for him in Philadelphia. Well, they have a defensive end right now who maybe people have kind of forgotten about because he hasn't been mentioned at all since camp. Hassan Reddick, you guys know he still has yet to report to the Jets.
Yeah,
they have
so it
a football
sound like
game.
Not going to be there week one, Carl.
Yeah. It's not going to
no
be
way.
There. Yeah, he's
Monday night, right? They play Monday night?
Monday night. And
yeah.
by all accounts, Robert Saleh right now, too, is playing it cool. As to say, like, he's not here right now, but we're still holding out hope he'll be here for Monday. Yeah, man, no, man. Hassan Reddick's going to show up and play in a football game for the Jets on Monday.
I mean, the year, remember Emmitt Smith had the holdout with the Cowboys after he won the Super Bowl? Dallas started 0-2, and Emmitt was just kind of doing his own thing, training back in Pensacola.
Yeah.
And then they plug him in week three, and Emmitt runs for like 150 yards. So, I mean, I don't know if Hassan Reddick can do that, but, I mean, as far as, you know, CeeDee Lamb basically had, what, three or four days of practice, and he's going to go. But I'm curious because or is Saleh going to make a statement? If he comes, says, no, you're going to sit. I don't know.
Well, Saleh's playing for his job.
Right.
It's not his fault that Joe Douglas got taken on this trade when they made the deal for Hassan Reddick. I'll say that, no, man, I don't think he's going to play. If he does, it'll be limited snaps. But remember, that means he's playing without a new deal, which is why he's not there in the first place.
Right. So, you know, everybody else got his – maybe he's even more angry that he sees the Trent Williams situation, other guys who did get paid who are in the same circumstances.
Staying in the NFL, guys, but guys who are not – currently at working. Bill Belichick, I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. We have a new member of Instagram, Bill Belichick has joined the world of Instagram.
His girlfriend showed him how to do it.
Well, he did it in the most Bill Belichick way possible, releasing a video. Normally, those videos, you kind of want to, like, you know, off the cuff or kind of ad-lib. Not Bill Belichick at all. This is Bill Belichick's Instagram introduction video.
You know, Pat, I can't really believe I'm doing this, but I've joined InstaFace.
Yeah, right. Yep, he's on InstaFace.
Yes.
Yep, he's going to be tweeting on InstaFace officially at Bill Belichick on Instagram. Welcome to social media, Bill. This is what we're talking about.
Let's go. Yeah, that was him on Pat McAfee. This is his actual one right here. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join SnapFace, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
Yeah, man. Or man.
Or it sounds like a hostage video.
That is the worst. It sounds so bad. Even him reading a script doesn't sound great.
Yeah, it was definitely scripted, and definitely he didn't write that, and he didn't practice it either.
It's like a proof of
Hello,
life
everyone.
Video, Carl.
Surprised to see me here.
Well, that right there. I mean, Bill, we need to do it again. Let's do it again, Bill, and go.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here.
Okay, hold on, Bill. We need a little bit more
energy. The more energy, Bill.
Let's do it again. Go.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here?
I don't know. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Give me a break. Listen, I'm not following him. One, because I don't think he's going to – is Bill Belichick going to go in on somebody on Insta?
No.
No.
No, I mean, he's the one's the coach again. This is basically, you know, first time he's getting paid for this. He's not doing this, you know, I'm just excited to interact with fans. He's getting paid for it. But no, Bill Belichick wants to coach again. I don't know if anybody's going to give him a shot. I mean, everyone kind of always pencils him into the Cowboys, that this would be the last-ditch effort for Jerry Jones. But it's hard to see that, isn't it?
I mean,
can
I
you
just
see him
see...
posting photos too, no. of, like, weekend no. trips with the girlfriend? The New England countryside.
Well, Belichick wants to get followers, to Oren's point. He's got this girlfriend who's, 40 years his junior? That's what I think people do want to see.
Yeah, he should. There's no doubt. But, no, I don't know what the allure outside of the fact that he's Bill Belichick, and there's just not – There's not a lot there from the standpoint of who's he going to say sucked or was doing a terrible job or what executive is he going to go in on. I don't think he's going to do
that. But
on
the flip side, Saban was really funny. Like, we've always known that Saban has that personable side. Saban was hysterical when he cussed on College Game Day, talking about if you don't have your the right guys in the transfer portal, you got your
blank
out of luck. That was gold, and the crowd reaction was absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, Belichick, though, is more along the lines of this.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too.
It just sounds so, like, I don't have, you know.
Scripted.
I don't have hope for his social media.
Too. Well, I am too.
Yeah.
Moving right along here. Somebody who we wish would go away has come back into the forefront. Ray Gunn has popped back up again, guys.
The Australian breakdancer who finished dead last with a score of 0.00.
Did not score a single point in any of her three rounds. By the way, the Dragon Con photos this weekend of the people who went dressed as Ray Gunn are hilarious. They had meetups and group ups, and they actually did dance routines out somewhere down in Atlanta. So it was great to see that kind of happened in downtown. But Rachel did an interview with an Australian publication, and she's sorry for what happened at the Olympics, but she trained really, really hard.
I am very sorry for, you know, the backlash that the community has experienced, but I can't control how people react. Unfortunately, we just need some more resources in Australia for us to have a chance to beat world champions. But in the last year, I have trained my hardest. I have trained so hard. Learning power moves in your mid-30s is not easy. Let's just say that. So I have really, you know, put my body through it, put my mind through it. But if that's not good enough for someone, what can I say?
Yeah, man. Well, no, man. Is this really Australia's fault or her fault?
No, it's not Australia's fault. We had this story a few weeks ago when the story broke, that it was like a ballroom dancing society was in charge of getting the breakdancing thing ready. So maybe to a small degree, it's on Australia. But this woman is bereft of talent, Carl.
Yeah, she's terrible.
She's hopping around like a kangaroo. This could be, by the way, this would be a good movie. This would be a good TV, whether TV movie or something. But, yeah, it's just – it was so painful. It was almost like a Saturday Night Live skit. This woman had absolutely no skills whatsoever and was scored accordingly.
Yeah, I'm just – I mean, it's terrible that she was even put into the
Olympics. And it still feels like it's a joke.
That's the thing.
It doesn't feel like it was legit. Well, it almost felt like it was still – she was really doing this as just a joke.
I told you guys from the jump, I was like, I'm not watching this breakdancing. And then I remember Oren texting and saying, this is so entertaining. And then he was talking
it was funny to watch. I'm not going to lie. It was just fun to watch.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, that's it. It came and went. It'll never be back in the Olympics.
Never again.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. On that note, guys, let's go hang it out of here.
Electric Boogaloo was way better, by the way.
Sure enough. Hey, man. We're hanging out here on the South Side, Carl. We got a great bunch of dudes and a great audience, man. We got some great folks down here waiting for Falcons. Going to get their flags. We're going to be giving away here in just a bit. Falcons Dirty Bird crew is setting up. And, man, we're getting ready for the 2024 campaign. So whether you're going to wave that flag inside Mercedes-Benz or on your dojo, man, represent.
Represent. Dirty Bird, show up. Hey, man, coming up, Barbara Dooley's going to join us. She is on the show on a weekly basis, and her late great husband, obviously Vince Dooley, was a part of this show for 8 years, maybe, at least. And when he passed, we said, Barbara, would you be willing to come on with us? And we absolutely love her, and if you've never heard her, you will too. We'll talk about the dogs and more coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.